Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 2 weeks ago, Bloomberg published a story claiming that, one, foreign governments are now conspiring to reduce the dominance of the U.S. dollar in the global financial system, and two, that these efforts were in response to actions taken by U.S. President Trump. I don't mean to burst Bloomberg's bubble, but this supposed breaking news actually goes back many years, long before Trump became president. Almost 14 years ago, for example, I wrote in Liberty's Outlook, the monthly Liberty Coin Service newsletter, quote, "Although it may take a few years before it happens, there will be a time when one or more major foreign governments no longer want to stockpile any more U.S. dollars," unquote. At the time, the U.S. dollar was used for pricing and payment of about 90% of all international commerce. Exactly 9 years ago today, the British newspaper The Independent disclosed a secret meeting involving officials from China, Russia, Japan, France, Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, and Qatar for the purpose of abandoning the use of the U.S. dollar in payment of oil contracts, which, at the time, were exclusively priced and paid in dollars. 2 days later, when Barack Obama was president, I discussed how the likely long-term impact of this meeting would be a reduction of U.S. dollars used in international trade. On October 4, 2010, then-U.S. President Obama admitted that the U.S. government was in a, quote, untenable fiscal situation, unquote, which meant that the U.S. dollar was overvalued compared to other currencies. Today, that untenable fiscal situation is even worse, as the U.S. dollar index is 20% higher than it was then. Still, the use of the dollar in international commerce has steadily declined. By the time Trump became president, the dollar was used in only about 60% of international commerce. It is still falling. But this years-long trend is neither breaking news, nor is Donald Trump the only U.S. president where this has happened. Maybe the regular media should consult my writings if they want to know what is really going on in the financial world. That's it for this time. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.